Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Monday, April 22nd. On today's show, a paper from Peking University and Microsoft proposes long embed to extend NLP context windows, and deep learning is improving 3D holographic image quality. Plus, introducing Coconut, a high-quality large-scale dataset for next-gen segmentation models. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with an exciting development in natural language processing. Researchers from Peking University and Microsoft have proposed a new method called long embed that can significantly extend the context window of embedding models without requiring additional training. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. So what exactly are embedding models, and why is extending their context window important?
Embedding models are a fundamental tool in natural language processing. They transform text into a numerical format that machines can process, which is crucial for understanding and manipulating language. However, traditional embedding models have been limited by a narrow context window, typically handling no more than around 500 tokens at a time. This restricts their use for analyzing longer documents, like legal contracts or academic papers. By extending the context window, long embed allows these models to efficiently process much longer texts of up to 32,000 tokens while still maintaining strong performance on shorter inputs.
And how does long embed actually work to extend that context window? What are the key techniques it uses?
Long embed employs two main strategies: position interpolation and rotary position embedding, or rope. The position interpolation method extends the original context window of existing models by linearly interpolating the position embeddings. Rope is then implemented to further improve the model's ability to handle those longer sequences. The researchers applied these techniques to existing models like E5 Base and GT Base to upgrade their context handling capabilities without needing to retrain the models from scratch.
Very interesting. And did they test how well these extended models actually perform on longer documents?
Yes, the researchers developed a new benchmark called Long Embed to specifically evaluate the extended context capabilities. It includes both synthetic and real-world tasks across a range of document lengths. The results show that models using the extended context window had a 20% increase in retrieval accuracy on documents over 4,000 tokens long compared to the standard models. And adding rope provided an average 15% accuracy gain across all document lengths tested. Importantly, the enhanced models still maintain their original performance on shorter texts, so the extensions make them more versatile overall.
It certainly sounds like a significant step forward for natural language AI models to be able to understand longer documents. Thanks for breaking this down for us. Speaking of breakthroughs, let's shift gears to another area where AI is making waves: holography. Researchers have developed a new method using deep learning to enhance the quality of holograms by reducing speckle noise and blurriness that often plagues these images. Here, with more details, is our Simply AI correspondent, Michael. Can you explain how this breakthrough works?
Absolutely, David. The key is using a powerful AI technique called deep learning. The researchers designed a special deep learning model based on a generative adversarial network, or GAN. This type of AI is trained on pairs of original 2D images and their corresponding light field data. Through this training, the model learns what a clear, noise-free holographic image should look like.
So how well does this new deep learning method actually work in practice? Have they tested it out?
They certainly have. The team applied their model to holograms of objects with varying depths, as well as computer-generated holograms. In each case, the deep learning approach successfully cleaned up speckle noise and blurriness, resulting in significantly clearer and more detailed 3D reconstructions compared to other denoising techniques.
It sounds like this could open up a lot of exciting possibilities. What kind of implications does improved holographic image quality have?
The potential applications are vast. With more lifelike and realistic holograms, this technology could transform fields like entertainment, medicine, and education. Imagine being able to view incredibly detailed 3D medical scans or interact with holographic displays that look almost indistinguishable from real objects. The possibilities are endless.
It's always fascinating to see how AI is pushing the boundaries of what's possible with imaging technology. Thank you for breaking this down for us, Michael. It will be exciting to see how holography continues to evolve with the help of deep learning. On the topic of computer vision, it has made significant strides in recent years, thanks in large part to benchmark datasets like COCO. But nearly a decade after its introduction, researchers are questioning if COCO is still the best way to evaluate modern AI models. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, what are the main issues with COCO today?
Well, David, the key concern is that COCO's annotations, while groundbreaking at the time, may now contain biases and nuances that reflect the early stages of computer vision research. As AI models have rapidly advanced, their performance on COCO has started to plateau. This has raised worries that models might be overfitting to COCO's specific characteristics in a way that could limit their real-world applicability.
That's a serious issue if we want computer vision systems to be reliable beyond benchmark tests. How are researchers looking to address this?
A team has proposed a new dataset called Coconut as a potential solution. Coconut aims to modernize Sihoko for the era of large-scale AI. It includes human-verified mask labels for over 383,000 images. Annotating this massive dataset manually would have taken years, so the researchers developed an assisted manual annotation pipeline. It leverages neural networks to help human annotators, streamlining the process significantly.
Walk us through how this assisted manual pipeline works. It sounds like an innovative approach.
Absolutely, it's quite clever. The pipeline has four main stages. First, machine learning models generate initial predictions for object bounding boxes and segmentation masks. Human annotators then inspect and refine these proposals. The edited annotations are fed back into the models to generate final high-quality segmentation masks. As a last step, expert annotators verify a sample of the masks to ensure they meet rigorous standards. To scale up the dataset, the researchers built a data engine that retrains the models with the annotated data, iteratively improving the proposals. This feedback loop, along with additional image sources, allowed them to create the large Coconut L-split.
It's impressive that they found a way to create such a large, high-quality dataset. But how does Coconut actually compare to fully manual annotation?
Great question. The researchers did a thorough comparison and found a high level of agreement between their assisted manual pipeline and expert manual annotations. Importantly, the pipeline significantly sped up the annotation process. And when they tested AI models trained on different subsets of Coconut, the results showed consistent improvements as the training data size increased. Interestingly, the biggest performance boost came from training on the Coconut B subset, which is fully human annotated. This really highlights the value of high-quality, human-verified data for advancing computer vision.
So it sounds like Coconut could become an important new benchmark for evaluating cutting-edge computer vision models. The combination of scale and quality seems key.
Definitely. Coconut's human-verified annotations and large, carefully curated validation set make it a challenging testbed for modern segmentation models. And the dataset's open-source release is a big step towards developing more robust, unbiased computer vision systems for real-world applications. Of course, this is still ongoing research, but Coconut looks very promising as a successor to COCO.
Thanks for breaking this down for us. Exciting developments in the world of computer vision. We'll have to keep an eye on how new models perform on Coconut going forward. On the topic of deep learning models, deploying them in production environments can be challenging. Here to discuss the latest techniques for model deployment and serving is our Simply AI correspondent, Celeste. So tell us, what exactly is model deployment and serving, and why is it so important?
Model deployment is the process of making a trained deep learning model available for use by other applications or systems. Model serving refers to how the deployed model is then used to make predictions on new data in real time. These are critical steps for taking models from development into production, where they can provide real business value. Without effective deployment and serving, even the most accurate models would be impractical to use.
That makes sense. But what are some of the key challenges and requirements when it comes to deploying and serving deep learning models in production?
There are quite a few considerations. Models need to be deployed in a way that is scalable so they can handle large volumes of requests. They need to respond quickly to deliver real-time or near-real-time predictions. The deployment process itself should be repeatable and automatable. There are also governance issues around model versioning, A/B testing, monitoring, and security that become critical at production scale. The environments used for development and production are often quite different as well, which can introduce compatibility and portability challenges.
With all those requirements, what are some of the techniques being used to deploy and serve models effectively?
One common approach is to use containerization technologies like Docker to package the model and its dependencies in a portable and scalable way. The model can then be deployed to a container orchestration platform like Kubernetes that handles tasks like auto-scaling and load balancing. For serving, techniques like model optimizations, caching, and batching of requests can help improve response times. Tools can also convert models into optimized formats for particular hardware and software stacks to maximize performance.
You mentioned platforms and tools. What are some of the popular options for model deployment and serving?
All the major cloud providers like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud offer services for deploying and serving models, as well as managed platforms for the entire machine learning lifecycle. There are also open source tools like Kubeflow, MLflow, and TensorFlow, serving that can be used on any infrastructure. And a growing number of startups are providing specialized model deployment and serving solutions.
For teams getting started with deploying models to production, what best practices and tips would you recommend?
First, consider deployment and serving from the start, not as an afterthought. Architect your models with production constraints in mind. Use reproducible training pipelines and treat models like code with versioning and CI/CD processes. Automate and test your deployment workflows. Plan for governance, security, and compliance needs, and monitor everything from data to model performance to infrastructure to catch issues quickly. With the right approach, deploying even the most complex deep learning models is becoming increasingly achievable.
Thanks, Celeste, for that insightful overview of model deployment and serving techniques. We'll be sure to include some additional resources for our listeners who want to dive deeper. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.